Well, nearly 1.5 million coronavirus cases are now confirmed worldwide. 300,000 have recovered. 82,000 have died. In Australia, nearly 6,000 cases confirmed, 50 dead. But the rate of increasing cases here is falling. We'll turn in a moment to when restrictions might be eased and how to avoid new flare-ups. But all eyes are on Federal Parliament today as it turned to the task of staving off mass unemployment as coronavirus measures wreak havoc on the economy. It's on the cusp of authorising unprecedented spending in that cause, the $130 billion JobKeeper program to subsidise the wages of an anticipated 6 million workers to the tune of $1,500 a fortnight. It is being rushed through a specially recalled one-day sitting and it has bipartisan support. Our political reporter Melissa Clark is watching on from a safe distance in Canberra. Mel, Parliament sitting for just this one day to get this enormous package through. Where is it at?
Well, it has passed the House of Representatives, where Labor tried to amend the bill with no success. It's currently now before the Senate. The Greens will seek to make amendments there, but Labor's not going to, having vowed not to hold up its passage. So that will take place sometime this evening. It'll then be rushed to the Governor-General for royal assent. And it's only once that happens that the tax office can provide the sort of detailed information to businesses that have registered their interest in this program. And at the moment, that's nearly about 730,000 businesses that have registered for interest. So potentially 6 million workers that will benefit once that happens.
Remarkable. This is on top of the spending already authorised for the job seeker payments and financial support for a number of other sectors. So all up around $215 billion, eye-watering amounts of money, Mel.
Oh, both the scale and the haste of this program has been unprecedented. They're all up $215 billion to be spent in the space of 6 months. This is a decision that will shape the nation for decades to come, both in terms of the financial means of the government, but also the policy responses for society because of the debt load that will be there. Labor has supported it, so there has been bipartisan support. They wanted to expand it to include all casuals, all temporary workers and local government workers too. Anthony Albanese, the opposition leader, has said the decision not to press further for the expansion, given that that wasn't successful in the House of Representatives, was because he didn't want to let the perfect be the enemy of the good. And he describes this JobKeeper package as good legislation. So Labor is resting its hopes on the Treasurer's discretion to make changes in the future and the fact that there is now a select Senate parliamentary committee that will be examining this spending. Anthony Albanese says with Parliament not sitting, this committee will be keeping account of government spending.
The scale of this expenditure that we'll consider today is without equal in our nation's history. We are headed for a $1 trillion debt. It is a bill that will saddle a generation. With this comes a compelling need for scrutiny and forensic oversight.
Anthony Albanese there. So, Mel, at this most critical historic moment, I think it's fair to say, what messages have we heard from the nation's political representatives about a future that is bound to look very different to what we're used to and that they're going to have to guide us through?
The Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, has really been shaping this response as a protection of national sovereignty. He talked a lot about sovereignty in Parliament today and described it as the ability to protect the way of life and standard of living in Australia. And he was speaking a lot in warlike terms, saying, "We will not surrender." And Scott Morrison was saying, "Australia will win the fight." Here he is in Parliament earlier.
What we do today is what governments have always done in such circumstances. When our nation is under threat that previous generations of Australians have done before us, today we act to protect Australia's sovereignty. When Australian lives and livelihoods are threatened, when they are under attack, our nation's sovereignty is put at risk and we must respond.
So that's Scott Morrison there. And look, the opposition also harked back to wartime to look for analogies for Australians going ahead. But they also focused very much on how to look after individuals and the community response, Linda.
Okay, thanks very much for that, Mel. Mel Clark, our political reporter in Canberra.